This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we'll get to the people here in a second. And again, Red Wings are going to be the primary. Obviously, your Tiger thoughts. They're 7-4 after 11 games. You got 20 games left before the end of April. The bar is still the standard's the standard. You got to have a winning April for the first time since 2016. Stealing a game like today helps. You know, stealing a 1-0 game helps. But I think we all know deep down it's not going to continue. They have to play better baseball, specifically offensively. So you can comment on that. The Red Wings, it's the biggest regular season game they've had in damn near a decade. It's tonight. It's the Caps. You know, Kenny has called it one of the great goaltending matchups he's ever seen. Lindgren versus Lyon.
Never said that.
I swear you said it. No, it just, look, Caps are coming in on a 6-game losing streak. You could view it that they're a wounded dog and you're going to end it. Or isn't this the type of game the Wings dump? So that's in play. And I am going to bring up the national title game last night because I think there's a couple of takeaways. We can have some fun with it. F Purdue. I hate that university. It goes all the way back to Roosevelt Colvin ripping my heart out. 1996 on ESPN2. Nick Saban never should have lined up for that field goal.
The little cartoon graphics.
That's right. The spray paint graffiti.
Lowercase graphics.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Stuart Scott wearing a denim dress shirt. I hate Purdue passionately. So let's get to it. Kenny, ticket text, and we'll go to the callers.
I'm nervous, but I feel good that Washington's going through the stretch right now, and we already went through ours. They're in free fall, and they don't know where the bottom is.
How do you explain Washington and Philly's dueling free fall here of 6 games and 7 games? What is going on? It's like nobody wants the playoff spot.
I explain Washington because I don't think they were that good to begin with. If you look at their goal differential, it's dreadful. Philly's under full torts effect. They started off the year strong. He's doing the blood from a stone routine that he does every single place he goes. And now the team's finally getting a little tired. So that's how you explain those.
Tortorella's great for a very short amount of time. Love the quotes. You love how he is with the team. You love knowing he could basically punch a hole in a wall at any time. But you're right. It wears real thin.
He'll take you to the first round a couple of times, and that's about it nowadays.
You know what's interesting, though? As hard as he is on his team, look, comp that to Danny Hurley. Like, Danny, and look, I think the NIL and portal era serves him well because I don't think you could be around Danny Hurley for more than 2 years. I don't know that that's possible.
No.
He's insane.
No.
In a good way, he's insane.
I mean, you saw it last night. Run the play my way.
Get out there, and you're like,
you're just
wait.
Dribbling. He walks out on the court, and he shoved a player and said, no, run the offense.
See, I've wanted to do that anytime State runs the weave.
And the referee had to blow. Wait, did you just walk out on the court?
Okay. That's insane.
Danny, you can't do that. You need to stay in the box, okay?
How about him woofing with Edie? Unbelievable. We'll get to it in a little bit. All right, let's get to the people. Andrew is hockey elite, and he is up next. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Hey, ready for tonight. You tell me.
So basically, I had a different opening, but after the way Rico just shredded Paul, I'd like to just sincerely apologize about the last time I called Rico.
You're all good.
I hope you're having a great day, and I'm glad you got to use that PTO day to watch your sunset or whatever.
You're all good, Andrew.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, so basically, I have a different take on the Wings game tonight. I need them to shred them. I need line one to show up tonight and show them why they're not just backing into the playoffs. Mo's sick, so he's not blocking 10 shots tonight, I'll tell you that. DeBrincat's 7 for 17 when he's supposed to be a point a night, a guy. I need them to go in there and just completely shred the Capitals 60 minutes and then hockey. Only acceptable outcome.
I mean, it would be amazing. I think the best point you're making is your stars have to be stars. The later you get in the season, you have to be able. I mean, DeBrincat hasn't scored a goal in it feels like 2 weeks. Like, you got him to help carry you in stretches.
In a pressure game like tonight, step up, beat a man.
Kenny's the last time he scored against the Caps.
That's all it boils down to, man.
Yeah.
Be a star. Show us that we're not going to get swept even if we get in the first round. Show it to me, please.
I have no argument. And by the way, here, I just pulled this up to make your point, Andrew. DeBrincat has one goal since, oh, my dear sweet baby Jesus. He's got one goal since Tuesday, February 27th. One.
Yeah, he's on a month and a half.
February? Wow.
One goal since they beat the Caps 8-3, and you came on the air offering Kenny champagne and cocktails.
And it was probably a garbage time goal, too. It was third period when they put five on him.
Wow.
So, no, that one doesn't even count. Go back another one.
Yeah, give me a meet. Well, go back. It'd be the night before when they beat Chicago 3-2 in overtime. But your point,
okay,
well, Andrew, no, your point holds. Like, whether it's Kane, whether it's DeBrincat, you need your stars to be stars. Mm-hmm. And in a game like tonight, these goals do mean more. It does matter more. Shout out to the SEC.
Yep. At home.
And the one goal that DeBrincat did score in that time against Washington also. Who do they play tonight? Washington? I think this is where he turns it around.
Synergy.
That's right.
Kenny, when do you relax tonight, or do you not relax?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When they pull the goalie and we score the empty netter. Or that.
I don't know what that have to do anything. But
wow. Wow. Hold on. When's the last time DeBrincat had a multi-goal game?
That would be February 24th against St. Louis.
Wow. Mercy.
But when are you relaxed tonight?
When they score an empty net goal, or maybe when they go up four. I can't relax until the game's basically sealed.
When the crowd's chanting Jared Goff?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Perfect. Let's go to James, 97.1. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I will be doing better, man, but I was driving home from work and you were breaking my heart with feeling so nervous about tonight, buddy.
No, I know. James, I don't want to feel this way. This team is untrustworthy.
Here's why you shouldn't.
Okay.
Here's why you shouldn't. Because I think we're judging the Red Wings based on last year. When it's, you know, we to make the playoffs last year, they would have had to stay healthy all the way. But then someone gets hurt and then you got Oscar Sundquist, Pia Sutter. Like, what are those guys stepping up? And this year we got DeBrincat, Comfort Kane, Daniel Sprong, Shane Gostisbehere. It's an entire new playoff, power play line, essentially. So I don't think that we're the Red Wings of last year. I think the Capitals and the Penguins are, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Okay. I actually don't mind that. That's fair. And look, I would feel better about some of the names you mentioned had they been playing better. I mean, DeBrincat,
right,
my God. You're a goal scorer. If you're not scoring goals, what am I getting?
And I think that, you know, I heard the bullet holes from the seventh game loss. I think that Dylan Larkin coming back and that turning around is a really good argument for him being an MVP candidate for what he means to the Red Wings, like how Crosby is helping, you know, Pittsburgh go forward. I think that he should be in that conversation for sure. And, you know, Lucas Raymond's playing like crazy. David Perron, watch him tonight. He's going to be throwing his body everywhere, dude.
Yeah. But, James, I do think that it may be a little bit from this year when, you know, when they went through the period where they lost 7 of 8 games and 7 in a row where a lot of people believed right. that this team had turned the corner. This was a playoff team. People thought that they were actually going to make some noise in, you know, in the playoffs, and then the bottom mm-hmm. just fell out.
It was like they all looked at an eclipse without their glasses on or something with that Larkin going, geez.
No, I know. Yeah. It's just one of those deals, man. I want to trust them. I hope they come through. It'd be really fun if they could win. It would set up another one Thursday night. But they'd be in a command position where all of a sudden you can start going, look, the pressure, just get a point. Mm-hmm. Just get a point out of this deal. Or if you win Thursday, you're in, right. period. Like, win tonight, win Thursday, you're in. You're making the playoffs. I believe that.
Maybe or at least build up the equity. So if you happen to slip up in a game, you're not done.
Kenny, are they winning?
Yeah, they're winning for sure.
You say Costa's
you
were
nervous. Got to be there. He's going to bring us a win.
Costa the mush. Lock,
which does what? Kills you. The Costa lock is stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Is that where you guys got the little dancing cactus?
Yeah, and his record on Costa locks, he knows they're losing and still hands them out. Him being there,
I was about to say, he seemed very confident when he put that out.
That's why I'm scared. Anytime Jim's super confident and Costa locks something, it loses. That goes back to Grand Rapids.
He's going to do that. Wings will win, and then he'll go get some of Mom's spaghetti.
I heard he put the car flag on.
Nothing about this makes me feel good. We'll get more of your phone calls.
Get a real Italian dinner.
We'll get more of your calls, and I want to mix in a couple of thoughts on the national title game last night, including one about the Big Ten. We'll get to it. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.